Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Living in the light of Christ's return. Concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you, brothers, not to become easily unsettled or alarmed. 2 Thessalonians 2:1-2. Setting dates for the events related to Christ's return is a popular pastime. Preoccupation with the when often obscures the what and why of that blessed hope. It's more exciting to speculate on the unknown than to live in the purifying light of what is known about Christ's return. The thought of that future prompted poet John Milton to compose this psalm of meditation. Walk with John Milton, an English poet and theologian in the 17th century. The Lord will come and not be slow. His footsteps cannot err. Before him righteousness shall go, his royal harbinger. Truth from the earth, like to a flower, shall bud and blossom then. And justice from her heavenly bower, look down on mortal man. Rise, God, judge thou the earth in might, this wicked earth redress. And thou art he who shall by right the nations all possess. For great thou art, and wonders great by thy strong hand are done. Thou in thy everlasting seat remains God alone. Today's New Testament reading is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 12.
2 Thessalonians 2. Concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered to him, we ask you, brothers and sisters, not to become easily unsettled or alarmed by the teaching allegedly from us, whether by a prophecy or by word of mouth or by letter, asserting that the day of the Lord has already come. Don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the man doomed to destruction. He will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshipped, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. Don't you remember that when I was with you, I used to tell you these things? And now you know what is holding him back, so that he may be revealed at the proper time. For the secret power of lawlessness is already at work. But the one who now holds it back will continue to do so till he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will overthrow with the breath of his mouth and destroy by the splendor of his coming. The coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with how Satan works. He will use all sorts of displays of power through signs and wonders that serve the lie. In all the ways that wickedness deceives those who are perishing, they perish because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie and so that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth but have delighted in wickedness.
You may not know when Christ is coming back, but Scripture sheds plenty of light on what will happen when he does. Milton's poem is a helpful summary. Righteousness, truth, justice, judgment, retribution. Christ will come to set things right. How should you live in light of that knowledge? Be prepared, Matthew 24:44. Be faithful, Luke 19:13. Be blameless, 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Be obedient, 1 Timothy 6:14. Be expectant, Titus 2:13. That's enough to keep you busy until he returns.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.